in front of the Texas Capitol today, it didn't seem like anything had changed.
No, I mean, we have to wait and see. There's still 50,000 troops there, and we have to wait and see what's going to happen next, because Iraq is a very fragile place at best.
Susie Milam is dressed all in black, along with the other half dozen or so women standing with her by the Capitol's south gate. They're part of the Women in Black. They gather in the same spot every Wednesday at noon to advocate for peace. Milam says the symbolic change signifies nothing for her. Still, it presents a problem for anti-war groups who push the president to end the war and may have a hard time convincing people they haven't gotten what they wanted.
People have just sort of moved on from the Iraq war.
Fran Hanlon is with the anti-war group Code Pink. She says the president's declaration should not change the strategy for groups opposed to the war.
We need to stay on the case with Iraq because we are not pulling out of there. We're leaving troops, and we have bases, and we have contractors there and mercenaries there, and so things are not over there yet.
Back in front of the Capitol, though, some, like Susie Milam, worry the movement has already lost its momentum.
I mean, we've had anti-war marches in this town, and you were lucky if you got 1,000 people out.
And this is coming from someone who's standing here at the top of Congress Avenue holding a banner.
Yeah, but how many of us are there? You know, we're lucky if we have 15 people here on a day. Where's the rest of Austin? Where are they?
Polls show as many as 70% of Americans now oppose the war in Iraq, and for most, pulling combat troops out is at least a good first step. Matt Largie, KUT News.